Welcome to Pioneers of Peer. I am John Kelly, your host and the Peer Program Manager at U.S. Green Building Council. Through this podcast series, we will explore stories and hear from industry leaders about what it means to create sustainable energy delivery systems. Today on Pioneers of Peer, I have David Wade, Chief Operating Officer of Chattanooga Municipal Utility, and he'll be talking about how municipal utilities, or his vision for how municipal utilities will deliver sustainable energy to their customers. Let's get started. David, about 2 years ago, you agreed to be one of the first projects to pursue PEER certification. What interested you in PEER?
Well, as an engineer, I'm always interested in how do you measure the outcomes of what so you can determine whether you're doing the right thing or not. And so PEER was set up to look at the outcomes primarily seen from the customer's perspective. And that was somewhat unique in the industry that to actually have an independent certification looking at outcomes versus inputs. So we liked both the aspect of having a third party coming to verify the certification and the results, but also that we were looking at results.
So your involvement with PEER started about 4 years ago as a member of the Technical Development Committee. We reached out to you because of your organization's demonstrated accomplishments, really accomplishing things that others in the industry couldn't. Others in the industry actually thought were not possible. Can you tell us a little bit about your vision and how you justified investment and got things moving?
Well, as a municipal utility, our mission is really to improve the quality of life in our community. So we're constantly looking at what's good for the community as a whole. And by nature, that means we're thinking a little more long term instead of a short term result. So we're looking at how can what we deliver as far as electric service and now communication service, how does that affect our community? And with electricity and now with communications being critical infrastructures, they really are such a part of driving the economy of an area. You know, several years ago, the University of Berkeley did a study along with the DOE on the cost of power interruptions to our nation. And at that point in time, they estimated the cost of power outages to our nation to be $80 billion annually. You know, and I would probably argue very strongly that's a real conservative number that's probably well exceeds that. You know, so these are real costs. They're not costs directly to the utility, but they're costs to our community and to our economy. And we knew that changes in our reliability would have a tremendous impact on our community, would help to bring jobs to our community. We originally set out with the goal of a commitment to improve reliability by 40%. And now it depends on what particular year you look at, but we've seen results anywhere from 50 to 65% on an annual basis. So we've exceeded those initial targets, and now we're setting higher goals for ourselves.
How did you do that? I mean, some thought it not possible to get those types of improvements. So can you tell us a little bit about how you achieved those reliability improvements?
Well, it was the technology part was actually relatively straightforward. We automated what we were doing manually. We took the things that we had learned over the last 50, 60 years, and we were doing manually just one of the big drivers was in, the self-healing nature. And really self-healing, all it's really doing in a distribution network is taking and automating the switches that you would in the past have driven to and operated to reroute power if you have an event. So we've put in 1,200 of S&C's interrupters, we've put in a fiber optic network that all these devices communicate around, and now if a car hits a pole or someone digs through an underground wire, these devices operate in a matter of a few seconds to restore power where in the past it would have taken minutes or even hours to drive around, you know, communicate via radio or phone back to an office with someone, looking at maps, making those decisions, and then telling you where to operate switches at. So that's happening automatically. That's reduced a significant amount of, you know, outage time for our customers. I would say the harder part, though, is really the cultural aspect of it. Because, you know, if you want to automate processes and then you want to have a collaboration across a whole organization, the first thing you have to do is make sure that you don't have silos within the organization. So if, you know, we put in a fiber network that's used by our metering, used by our SCADA, used by our distribution automation, used across to deliver commercial communication services. But if you want to leverage common processes, you have to be willing to understand how do you talk within the organization? How do you not have individual fiefdoms and individual kingdoms? So I think that was one of the initial starting points several years back, was making sure we had the right culture in our organization so we could move forward.
David, you talked about reliability. The PEER certification involved four categories of performance, including reliability, but also the environment and energy efficiency, customer engagement, and operational effectiveness. Can you talk to me a little bit about the broadness of your approach to sustainability and why it moves beyond environment and reliability into the operational side?
Well, I really look at sustainability as really saying we're looking at something over the long run, not just environmentally. For something to be sustainable, that means that it really is effective in the long run. So it, by nature, to me, puts a long-term vision out there. So you're looking at what's happening, not in a single direction, but over a period of time. It's sustainable. That's by nature the way I see sustainability. And so that not only includes environmental aspect, reliability, the efficiency, the customers. It includes everything that's part of PEER, is part of making a utility and a critical infrastructure sustainable over the long term.
We are now discussing how Chattanooga can utilize PEER to identify and eliminate waste in areas such as capital investment and energy losses. How do you see PEER as a tool for continuously improving and driving out waste in your system?
Well, I think that, so I'll go back to some of our earlier conversation. We all know that we drive improvements through understanding what our results today are. And by having good measures of where you're at today, as well as a vision for where you might could be. And I say might could be because your vision should always be a stretch of what you think is possible, because if not, we're all going to limit our vision of where we're going. So the ideal of measuring where you are, understanding where it's even remotely possible to go, and then setting a path to get there is exactly how you continuously improve.
PEER includes a performance category focused on ways that consumers can invest in supporting the grid. You describe this as helping customers accomplish something. Can you explain, talk a little bit about that?
Well, I think that we all want to feel good about something. And that, by nature, is if we do something, it gives us a feeling of accomplishment. And I think that is one of the opportunities we have going forward as utilities, is to give our customers opportunities to feel good, to accomplish something. When you accomplish something, it actually, even some of the scientific evidence would say that it releases endorphins and gives you a better feeling. So whether that is some number of small accomplishments or some major accomplishment, I think we all like to do stuff that is somewhat bigger than ourselves. We all like to accomplish stuff. So giving our customers that ability, you know, certainly our customers like comfort and convenience that electricity provides, but the added benefit of accomplishing something has a tremendous value.
David, maybe you can give us a few examples of how customers can contribute to grid service and be of help to you as well as then to help themselves in terms of maybe their costs and the quality of the power they get.
Well, I often hear, for years, we've been involved in doing energy audits in customers' homes and working with businesses on how do we reduce waste in the use of electricity. And I've been asked several times, even sometimes by some of our customers, like, why would you be interested in helping us to use less of your product? That seems a little bit odd in some cases. But, you know, we're really in the business. Our mission is to improve our community, to be part of something that's bigger than just selling electrons. And so it goes back to our core mission of who we are. But I would even argue, though, that the fact of reducing waste in itself is a more sustainable approach to in general, that if we help someone to save money and to use energy wiser and we can manage that, all of a sudden, then it becomes a more effective fuel, basically. It's something that customers learn to use more. If we do stuff like make it more efficient for our businesses to operate in Chattanooga, then they get more business. They bring more business and more jobs to Chattanooga. More jobs bring more homes that, and then turn around and buy electricity. So it really is an investment in sustainability by helping to reduce waste.
Finally, David, cities across the globe are beginning to look at sustainability from a number of different aspects. How is this affecting the leadership within your city in terms of their vision and goals for a municipal utility like yourself? What changes are you seeing coming down from the leadership within your community?
Chattanooga has spent several years really, kind of reinvigorating our community. And through a public-private partnership and leadership, Chattanooga has moved from what was at one time referred to as the dirtiest city in America by Walter Cronkite in the late 60s to now a real thriving, growing metropolitan area. And it really started, I go back that far because it is, what's happening today is more of a continuation. And seems like to me that, you know, Chattanooga put in an air pollution control bureau before the EPA decided that they needed an air pollution control bureau and was actually grandfathered in once the EPA decided to implement those standards. So today we're seeing the leadership really understand sustainability is about building a long-term vision for our community. It's about doing the things that are good for the environment, the things that are bringing our jobs to our community. The community's leveraging the value that we have a communications network now that allows much more opportunities than getting in a car and driving somewhere and having to be within a certain proximity of a location to be effective. So there's a lot of work going on in our community really to to take these assets and to take the history of working together in a collaborative way and really help our city to grow forward in the future.
Thank you very much, David. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you.